The following program is rated PG. Parental guidance is suggested for younger listeners.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Welcome to Dream Realm Showcase, where we showcase both new and old stories produced by Dream Realm Enterprises. Here we present tales of wonder, tales of suspense, tales of fantasy and science fiction, and even tales of horror and comedy. You will find all sorts of stories here. This time, we are showcasing a tale of comedy called Wally the Wizard, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. Wally is a young wizard on a quest for knowledge, power, and respect of women. In other words, Wally wants to become a world-famous wizard the easy way. Oh, you know what that means. He'll have to learn it the hard way. And now, Wally the Wizard.
This is the story of Wally the Wizard. That's me. A young man on a quest for fame and fortune in an unfortunate world. We join our story as Wally, me again, makes his way up the high slopes of Ragnar Mountain to the home of one of the gods of Drashker. As I approached the massive door to the dwelling of the god Kevin, the weather suddenly started getting seriously messed up. Wally the Wizard, come on a quest for knowledge and power.
You?
Wally the Wizard?
Never heard of him. Go away.
But Lord, I need your help. Please, won't you let me in? The weather outside is frightful.
Oh, very well. Enter, young.
Sorry about that. The wind caught it, O High One. And, if I may be so bold as to correct you, I am seeking disciples, not seeking to be one.
Silence! No one dares correct me, Kevin the Blessed God.
What was that?
Nothing, never mind. Just tell me why you've come seeking an audience.
Audience? I don't see anyone. Oh, I see what you mean. I have come for knowledge, O High One.
Then ye have come to the wrong place.
Oh, darn it.
The real question is, what is it ye truly seek?
Well, you know, the usual. Money, power, the respect of women, that sort of thing.
No, ye definitely come to the wrong place for that.
Then where might one seek and find such knowledge, Lord?
Ye should go to the marsh of mystic water.
The, what?
The marshland to the south. Up here, let me show you a map. See, take the pass of eternal stench to the gate of no return, hang a left at the Pillars of Doom, and it's just right there on the left, next to the spikes of the eternal hurting. I would have thought that was obvious.
Ah, I see. Yes, thank you, Lord. I shall go now and tell them you sent me.
Oh, no, don't do that. They'll never let you in. No. Just say you're there for the curative powers of the waters. That'll do the trick. Now leave a copper piece of the cup on the door and be off with you. Go forth and seek ye fortune and fame, and never trod on the sacred ground ere again. Ere ye may find yourself turned into a spotted toad.
Right. Okay. Bye then. After many days of laborious travel and adventure, which I won't bore you with at this time, I came upon the outskirts of the Gate of No Return. Now, it may be of some interest to note here that there lived in a tall tower nearby the Black Witch Queen of Angnel, otherwise known as Dame Aro. Now, just what she was the queen of, nobody can really say, but she seemed to think of herself pretty highly. Anyway, she and her pitiable servant, Gento, were looking into a crystal ball that day, where they spied the approach of a man of great stature. Such a man that they were caught quite off guard by his stunning good looks, his chiseled, noble face, and his massive walking stick.
Dares approach the road of the great queen of Angnel. I can see that, you fool! Well, I wonder what he wants. You know something, Gento? You know, Gento, you're as thick as a tree stump. I suggest you go and stop him and question him about his presence here. Gento, if you do not just go and interrogate this newcomer, I'll turn you into something really horrid. Of course you are.
As I walked along a ridge between mountains, I had the feeling I was being watched. As it turns out, I wasn't just being paranoid. The name's Wally. Wally the Wizard. Who, may I ask, is inquiring? But I already have answered it. I seek the mysterious knowledge of the Marsh of Mystic Water. The ancient knowledge. I seek the greatness. This is where I was directed to come by a god of Drashker. He called himself Kevin. Oh, that's what he was mumbling about. Yeah, that's the one. What do you mean? Look, is this the way to the Marsh of Mystic Water or not? Darn it. Then can you tell me how to get to the Marsh of Mystic Water? Why not? What? You are kidding me, right? No, why? Oh. Well then, can you direct me to a place of knowledge where one can seek one's fortune, fame, women, and an easy diploma in the arts of wizardry? For the last time, I am not joking around. I seek my fame and fortune and the higher knowledge in the arts of magic. So either stop laughing at me and start being more helpful, Or I'll turn right around and head in another direction. All right, I'm out of here then.
Stop! If it is truly knowledge you seek in the dark arts, Then move not from where you stand.
Dark arts? No, I didn't exactly say that.
Then, if it is not the dark knowledge of black magic you seek, prepare thyself to be turned into something unspeakable.
Oh, well, in that case, yeah, I'll happily go for the dark arts. No problem.
Then come, young Wally. I shall instruct you in all the ways of evil wizardry.
Oh, all right, then.
Gento, you're sacked.
And so began my journey down the dark path of evil wizardry. Perhaps not my true intent, but in the end, I thought, it's better than being turned into a spotted toad. Or croaking it. And as my tale comes to an end for now, fate begs the question, will you ever hear from me, Wally the Wizard, again? Or does my tale end here? Somehow, I think you kind people will genuinely want to hear more of my adventures. In fact, I'd bet good money that you'll write into whomever one writes into to beg for more of my folklore. Now, won't you?
You have just heard Wally the Wizard here on Showcase, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which featured in the cast, in order of appearance, Ellie Hirschman as Wally the Wizard, Jeff Niles as Kevin the Lesser God, Sally Wiggett as Dama Rowe, and Joe Thomas as Gento. The incidental music was provided by Jerry Gladstone. The story consultant was Kay Wu. The associate producer and assistant script editor was Vince Staten. The post-production editor, sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Dream Realm Showcase, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. This story was originally presented as part of the anthology series Selena's Dreams, which was also created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and is copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2006, all rights reserved. This has been Jeff Niles for Dream Realm Showcase. Join us next time for another incredible story.
You've been listening to a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.